Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk about Monopoly, not the board game. Not the board game. We all know that Hillary has a lifetime get-out-of-jail-free card, but I'm not talking about that Monopoly. I want to talk about what a Monopoly really is. So I looked up the definition. The exclusive possession or control of the supply or trade in a commodity or service. His likely motive was to protect his regional monopoly on furs, is why the little sentence they used to explain it. Well, as I've been telling you the last several weeks, that I believe our two-party system, excluding other parties from their media and their debates, etc., they have a monopoly on the American people. There is only one power that should prevail in the USA, and that is we the people. The problem is that we the people have trusted the wrong people. We've elected the wrong people. And like the battered wife, we keep going back and electing the wrong people because they make promises, and we want to believe they're sincere and they mean it this time. But we fail to understand our power. We fail to understand our Constitution. We fail to understand our Bill of Rights. We fail to understand our system of governance. As the Founding Fathers put it in place, God is number one. Don't believe the lie of the separation of state. That's not true. Of church and state, excuse me. God is number one, so he should be at the top of this pyramid, okay, which is a square right now because I'm going to do it here. God created the people. The people are number two, and all created are equal. All people were created equal. The people then created the state. Now, this is in order as to how it should be. And the state created the federal government, and you need to make that lowercase. They are to be the least, not the most. We are inside, outside, upside down. You know, I'm going to buy that book and auction it, I think. We are inside, outside, upside down. It has been disappointing to me that we the people, me included, fail to watch and know the voting records of our elected officials and to understand why exactly they put more than one item on a bill. Non-related. There are officials who should stop being reelected, regardless of party affiliation. In Missouri, there is Roy Blunt. You know, I'm not very kind to Roy Blunt because he hasn't been very kind to Missourians. In Arizona, and I'm sorry to say, I was very upset. I wasn't surprised at some of the elite that were telling everybody, you got to vote for John McCain, because John McCain is not a hero. As a senator, he is a rhino, and so is Roy Blunt. Whatever state you live in, you have the same problem as we do here in Missouri. We can't seem to get rid of Roy Blunt because the problem is the monopoly. The name, the familiar name, a name by association rather than accountability when you go into that voting booth. I encourage you, I challenge you to check out those elected officials, especially the ones that have been there a little while. It's easy enough to check their voting records these days. Check them out. In the next few weeks, I'm going to try, and I've got a few that are coming in. I'm going to try to bring you a few alternative candidates, as I have in the past. The third-party candidates in Missouri are reaching out to me. So I have a few of those on my schedule But let me know if you have one in your state, and let's try to get them some airtime, because they're not going to get it with mainstream media. Familiarity they need, and I can maybe help with that, and allow them to tell their story. Today, you know where I'm going with this. I have a third-party candidate. He's running on the Constitution Party, and he's right here in the middle of Missouri, and he didn't even want to do a phone interview. He wanted to come in, so I'm all excited. I got somebody in studio, and that's wonderful. He's running on the Constitution Party. Are you listening up, Missourians, against Roy Blunt? Oh, and that other guy, Jason Kander, on the Democrat side. We have Fred Ryman, and he is running for senator here in the state of Missouri on the Constitution Party. Fred, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Good to see you this morning, Beth Ann.
And to California, Missouri. He came all the way from Jefferson City to California,
right.
Missouri. He's lives in the state capitol. That's a good thing sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes that's a good thing. I'm going to let Fred kind of tell his story, because I think it's probably kind of like when I had John Webb in, who ran against Vicki Hartzler and lost in the primary, which I was very disappointed in, and I wanted him to win. I voted for him, and I had him on several times, and a good man, would have done a great job. But Missourians voted for the name that was familiar. And so I'm certain that your story is probably very similar to his. You're fed up with things, and you thought, you know, I need to do something.
It's pretty much like that, yeah.
Okay, let's tell your story.
Basically, well, just to give a little background, first of all, I'm actually a South Texas boy.
Uh-oh.
I've been up here for since around 2000, so a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the Joplin area, I lived down in the Branson area for a year and a half or so, and I've been up here in Jeff City for most of the rest of that time. But the thing that drew me into politics really was Claire McCaskill, and I gave some thought to running against Claire McCaskill a few years ago, but postponed that, had a job situation and whatnot, and decided again that I was going to run against Claire McCaskill 2 years from now. And then Roy Blunt voted for the 2015 omnibus bill and absolutely betrayed Missouri conservatives by doing so. I mean, there were all kinds of things just in that one bill that were just absolute betrayals of the conservative ideology. And I just felt like, you know what, I can't wait to run against Claire. I need to run against Roy. Somebody needs to hold Roy Blunt accountable
for
his votes.
Absolutely.
And so that's what prompted me to say, you know, I need to go ahead and jump into this race. Now, I don't have Roy Blunt's $6 million in campaign funds. And
you haven't gotten bed with Monsanto yet?
No, I haven't. And I don't even have his opponent's, Kander's, you know, $2.5 or $3 million worth of campaign funds. But as I've gone around the state of Missouri, it seems like about 80% of the people agree with about 80% of what I believe. And I cannot understand why we keep electing people into office that absolutely betray us when there is another choice there. Well, it's because they don't hear about the other choice,
yeah,
honestly.
They don't become familiar with it.
And
you don't have the money. You know, John Webb went door to door. I know he had to spend some money. He wasn't a rich man either. He did everything right. But when the American people get in that voting booth, or Missourians in this case, they vote for the familiar name.
Right.
You know, that's one reason you put it at the top.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they're going to maybe see the top one. Oh, I'm tired of reading the list, yeah, you know.
I want to encourage everybody, vote the bottom of the ticket.
Vote the bottom. Go to the bottom.
The
last shall be first and the first shall be last. Yeah, I think I said that backwards. But you know what I mean. We're going into a break. If you have some questions or some comments on third parties, I think that third parties should be involved. I think mainstream media and alternative media need to open up. Let's talk. Let's talk Constitution. Let's talk some common sense. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. And I've been saying We the People will be right back. Right now it's Fred and Beth, and We the People will be right back. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm kind of hammering this two-party monopoly today. I have a guest in-house. He's running for the Constitution Party as the Constitution Party for Senator against Roy Blunt and that other guy, Jason Kander. So, obviously, his name is at the bottom of the ticket when you go into the booth or wherever it is. And you need to vote for Fred. Vote for Fred. He's your neighbor next door, and he knows what you need better than these guys who live somewhere else. We have a caller from Long Island. We have Joe. Joe, how are you today?
I'm good, Beth Ann. Thank you.
And what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I'm up in New York here. I'm very disgusted and have been for a long time with the monopoly of the two-party system. And I've spewed for 30 years much of what you've spoken of. I spoke of it much on in a very strong, at the time when I started, in a strong Republican camp. And we're presently up here in New York with Hofstra University is going to be hosting the national debate. Again. It's going to be the 12 years later, and this is going to be the third time that they're the host promoting the brand of their college, gaining national and international acclaim with being the host. And it costs them a lot of money to do this.
But it brands them. That's what they're trying to get done.
Yes, but the difficulty here is that we have the Jill Stein and her running mate had been locked up on the streets here at the front of Hofstra University.
Okay.
Or whatever the charges were. I don't know if it was unlawful.
Oh, she was literally locked up. She was literally arrested?
That's correct.
Okay. I missed that.
That's correct. That was the last time our two-term, now seated president, was running. And he, President Barack Obama, I guess it was Romney, right?
Yes.
Yes, the two-party system on the stage, and she was not invited. That's why they would not allow her on the premises.
Well, you know, when I was discussing this with someone the other day, and they kind of ridiculed me. You think everybody should be up there on the stage? And I said, why not? You know, they're debating whether to let Gary Johnson on, because he is coming through with a few percentages, and she's in there at 1 or 2%. So these are the ones that I'm seeing. I guess the Communist Party doesn't have a candidate because they've endorsed Hillary Clinton. So we have the Green candidate, we have the Libertarian candidate, we have a Republican candidate, and we have a Democrat candidate. I see no problem with having four people up there on the stage. I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem sometimes with the questions they ask. I was telling Fred that earlier. They ask stupid questions instead of questions that we really want to hear. But I think the American people deserve to hear from these candidates, whether we agree with them or not. I was listening to some of them the other day, and I don't agree with them. But I think the American people deserve to hear them.
Yes. Well, the difficulty that comes about, and I don't understand it, there was no outcry from the National Organization of Women to support that these women not be locked up, or at least cover it, or something. And I don't understand why there's no lawyer looking into the.
Now this happened the last time, the last election.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And 4 years later, they're going to be the host again, and it's just it's untenable. The two-party system, it locked out third-party candidates on national television.
Well, I don't know why they were locked up, so I can't really make a good comment on that. But maybe they should protest out front with Black Lives Matter, and then they won't get arrested.
Beth Ann, what I want you to understand is that you and I, as taxpayers, from my understanding, and I could be wrong, do we or do we not, as taxpayers, own the airways? And the federal government gives license to these airwaves. Why is it that they can use our national airwaves and lock other people out? Let them have their private party, private hospital, college debate, but do not do it on my national airwaves.
Well, will they? I mean, or are they going to be? I mean, not all of them have been on the mainstream media networks, which is what we call the free network, you know. But the alternate networks, that they have been on some of those, like CNN and MSNBC and Fox. So those aren't necessarily free. We have to pay for those. They're not free.
That's correct. And that's my concern.
Yes.
Is that I cannot afford cable TV.
Gotcha.
With the pricing on Long Island.
Gotcha.
So,
I know the airwaves aren't free here, but they're free for you to turn on, and it should be that way. So, it's a good point. It's a good point, Joe. Let my guest talk to that a little bit.
Joe, even beyond just Jill Stein's ability to get on the stage and debate, and in fact, the Constitution Party has a candidate also for president. Darrell Castle is actually a very fine gentleman. I've met him. He is extremely concerned with constitutional issues, and he can't get a voice nationally either on the stage because why? Well, because they look at us as being a third party. We're a minor, you know, representing a minor part of the American public. But it's even worse than that, Joe. It's not just a matter of getting on stage for the debate. That helps with spreading new ideas, different ideas. But the more egregious thing to me is the fact that we're kept off the ballot to start with. Why can we not get ballot access in a national race when we're representing a national party? Right now, the Constitution Party is fighting to get on the ballot across the country. We're on the ballot in a little over half the states. I think at last count it was about 23 states and then another 5 states as write-ins. And we've got, you know, a bunch more pending. The only one we're completely locked out of right now, I think, is Oklahoma, and maybe Tennessee came down. But to me, that's the harsher thing. That means you can't even get a vote nationally. Never mind get a voice. You can't get a vote nationally. And if I were to write your name in as president of the United States, it'd be ignored.
Absolutely. In fact, I think in some states they throw the ballots out.
Yeah.
Because you've gone against the rules. I appreciate your comments, Joe. Thank you. I know there's a lot of Americans out here that are a little upset with this two-party system. I know I've got people even in my family that disagree with me, but, you know, they've got a monopoly. And it should not take the millions and billions of dollars to run for an office that it takes. They pay to play, I believe. I believe they pay to play. I believe that's what's going on. And to prove the party doesn't really matter, Hillary Clinton. Now, we already know she's a crook. We already know Ben Carson got upset with Trump for calling her a bigot all the time, but I'm going to call her a bigot. I can do that because Ben's not here and he can't slap me. I do. I admire Ben. I really do. But she is that. She is all of those things. She's a crook. She's a liar. She's a bigot. She's endorsed by the Communist Party. Now, remember what I said in my opening about how our governance was set up. God first. We, the people, are the ones in charge, but we fail to understand that. Just like Dorothy. Dorothy didn't understand that she had the power to go home all the time. She could have gone back to Kansas. We can go back. We can bring America home. We have to realize we have the power. But what I'm trying to say is a Republican, Meg Whitman, is going around now. She has endorsed, she's out of Colorado, and she is endorsing Hillary Clinton. So you tell me, is Meg Whitman's name going to pop up on that Clinton Foundation? How many people are involved in this Clinton cash issue? I know you guys think, now Beth, yeah, I don't have proof. No, I have a gut. And their actions are telling me there's so much more to this. I said this a long, long time ago. How many emails have they been discovering? And now just these last 30 have something about Benghazi in them. She wasn't trying to hide Benghazi as much as she was trying to hide all these names involved in the Clinton Foundation. The pay to play. And I'm telling you, we've got representatives and senators and bureaucrats on both sides of the aisle. I haven't been drinking, just coffee. That's all I've had. And we're going to find some names if this actually happens. Of course, now we're not going to find out till after election. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I have Fred Ryman here. He's running for senator. He's running for senator here in the United States of Missouri, against Roy Blunt and that other guy, Jason Kander, on the Democrat side. Somebody else. We have a choice. Yes, we do. We have a choice. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Fred and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at CSETalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm going to go to the phones in just a second. I want to go to Theodore, but hang on, Theodore. I have something I want to tell America. I have a comparison here of the two football players. We have Glenn Coffey. He was born in 1987. He played for the San Francisco 49ers. He drafted in the third round of the NFL draft. He gave up millions of dollars with the NFL for a career to serve his country in the military. Then we have Colin Kaepernick. He was also born in 1987. I hope you're paying attention to the names. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. He was drafted in the third round of the NFL draft. He refused to stand for the national anthem because of the American flag oppresses black people, and he makes $19 million a year. You know me. I'll always choose Coffee. You know me. His name was Glenn Coffee. I hope everybody was listening to that. We're going to go to Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth Ann. Thank you. I'll be as precise and concise as I can. You have an important guest on.
I do.
He will have my vote in November.
Thank you.
Now, Hillary Clinton, anybody who votes for Hillary Clinton, especially anybody that wears a uniform, military, police, EMT, firemen, first responders, anybody who wears a military uniform, any kind of a uniform at all to this country and votes for Hillary Clinton is the same as a vote for Jane Fonda.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Even worse, I think, if that's possible. You know, I really had a problem with Montel Williams, who claims to be a Marine and endorses Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was endorsed by the Communist Party, and I never thought I'd see a Marine or any military person vote for communism. I just can't believe what we have done here. People are so messed up in this nation, so confused over who we really are and where we came from. And I did, Theodore, did you get to listen to the July 4th show? Oh, he's gone. I lost Theodore. Okay. I want to go back to that. And I guess maybe it was more emotional for me, although I know many of you said it brought tears to you. And some of you actually sent me $6 to get a copy of it, and I will gladly send you a copy of it. But the July 4th show, when I did the dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence, I also did, I had a monologue, and I also did some other things, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution preamble, and I shared some other things. It was emotional for me. But when you read the Declaration of Independence, one by one go through the grievances that the colonists had, and those 56 men who signed that, would you sign that today? I want to believe I would. I'm kind of a rebel. I want to believe I would. But they knew when they signed it. You know, we claim those words of what they gave up. They knew, and many of them didn't live. I mean, they did not. Of course, they none lived forever. But many of them didn't survive that. It was treason. Treason to the king. And their families were persecuted. They lost everything, their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. But they did not give up their honor. Their honor remained sacred. That's my opinion. But if you haven't listened to that, go back on my website and listen to it, or send me $6 or a little donation. I got to have at least six to pay for it. I'll burn you a CD of it. Go ahead, Fred.
I was just going to say, yeah, those men back there were forced by their circumstances,
yes,
to really think through and decide for freedom and to devote their lives. You know, in this day and time, we are so spoiled. I mean, we really are.
Exactly.
I am not asking anybody to take up arms and start a revolt against the federal government. I'm asking you to do a simple thing. Cast a vote. Cast a vote for somebody other than the lifelong politicians that have totally corrupted our system up there. The two-party system is the cause of our destruction. It hasn't happened yet, but they are the cause
so
of
close.
Our demise. It is.
We have given up so much.
It is such a fragile thing, freedom is. And we are just that close. And so I literally feel like begging people, don't vote for the two-party system anymore. And I had a gentleman on one of my Facebook posts basically say, well, if you don't vote for Blunt, aren't you just automatically voting for Candor then?
Well, is there a difference?
Well,
I mean, come on,
not
is
that
there
much
a
difference.
Difference?
No.
Because we know Blunt's records. I wish we had them in front of us. We know his records. We know where he has voted most of the time, and most of the time he's voted Democrat. The reason Donald Trump, a non-elitist, a non-party guy, really, he's not a party guy. He could have run on a third party. He could have. He has the money.
Mm-hmm.
But he chose to run the Republican Party, and I think I know why. And I want to believe that the man is sincere. He's not right about everything. But I don't think he's being greedy.
No.
He doesn't have any reason to be greedy. But the reason he's successful is because of what the Republican majority did when we elected him in 2012. First, we told them to get rid of Obamacare, defund it. They didn't do it. Second, we told them to take care of Planned Parenthood. They didn't do it.
Absolutely.
We told them to get a budget. They didn't do it. They passed the omnibus again and again and again and again and again. The debt keeps rising.
Another half trillion.
They handed. We want to talk about Obama. They handed him that Iran deal.
Right.
They gave it to him. And that's why Donald Trump has been successful. It has nothing to do with how great and grand he is.
Right.
He is a symbol. The American people are fed up. They're absolutely fed up, and they're fed up with the two-party system. I do believe they are. I feel bad for registered Democrats. I know there are registered Democrats like you and me that don't believe in socialism. They don't believe in communism. But they also don't understand that they're trapped. Just like the Republicans are trapped. Oh, we stand on things that we say are conservative, but look how these guys are voting. And the biggest mistake we ever made, and I know you're running on a senator ticket right now, was to be elected senators.
Hmm.
That was the biggest mistake we ever did when we took that out of the Constitution.
Because
right. Now we have career politicians. They can be born in Illinois, move to Arkansas, and go to New York and become a senator, and then a secretary of state, and then run for president.
And I actually stand for a repeal of the 17th Amendment, as well as the
16th
Amendment.
I am so proud of you, Fred,
yes,
because that takes a statesman.
Well,
we don't have statesmen. We have career politicians with an exception of probably a handful of few people.
The issue really here is that the senator is not the representative of the people. The senator, his job is to represent the state and
absolutely.
To protect states' rights, and it's because we've made the senator's race now a populist race and elected by the people, which when I was in junior high and learning, you know, government and history, that seemed like, well, that's a good thing. That makes it more democratic. But now there is no voice that protects states' rights in Washington, D.C., and that's why we have a runaway federal tyranny that is oppressing us. And that's why that's a large part of the reason why I'm running, is that we need to get rid of the federal bureaucracy, the federal
tyranny. If you're in Missouri and you're listening to this show, I want you to call. You might not get to see Fred. You might not get to see him on telly or on the mainstream media networks. So you call right here, right now, 877-895-5410. And you ask him something, you might ask Roy Blunt. 877, except if it's about Monsanto money. 877-895-5410. His name is Fred Ryman, and he's running for senator. And he has my vote, and apparently he has Theodore's vote. 877-895-5410. Fred and Beth Ann, stand for We the People, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4990.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. 2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
I've been on my high horse. You know, that Obama says don't get on your high horse. But I've been on my high horse. I dare him to try and knock me off. I've been on my high horse about the two-party system. I don't think it's always been corrupt, but boy, it is now. And they have a monopoly. And when you see them cross the party lines, all of a sudden they're nonpartisan when they hate Donald Trump. And they're endorsing, like this lady is from Colorado, endorsing Hillary Clinton. She never was a conservative. She never was a Republican. She never was a statesman. We have in studio today, which I'm very excited about. Thank you for actually coming and not using the phone. Fred Ryman, who's running with he's on the Constitution Party ticket as senator for state of Missouri. He will be running against Jason Kander, who's the Democrat Party Senate candidate, and Roy Blunt, who has been here way too long and voted wrong way too many times on the Republican ticket as senator candidate. I'm encouraging you to listen to what Fred has to say now. I'm letting him have a campaign speech time right here on CSC Talk Radio, and we'll have you back. We can do this again. So, Fred, take the mic and talk to the Missourians.
Well, Beth Ann, first of all, I sincerely appreciate this opportunity to speak. You are giving me voice where I don't have the campaign funds to have a voice. But that is the result of our two-party system basically having a monopoly, as you've been saying, all day. The loss of states' rights, loss of individual rights in areas such as education or just basic freedoms even. These are important issues, some more issues that really concern me. The confirmation of justices that's going to be upcoming. And frankly, I think we need a senator not only that's going to be careful in who they confirm, but we need senators that would support impeachment of activist judges who are going beyond the Constitution and creating new law.
We are not stuck with them forever.
We are not stuck
Go
with
ahead.
Them. The Constitution only allows them to serve during, quote-unquote, good behavior. And I'm sorry, subversiveness toward the Constitution is not good behavior, at least not from my viewpoint. We need a strong check on the executive branch. I'm not sure that Blunt's going to give us that. Free trade. Blunt,
we know he's not going to give us that. He hasn't yet.
Blunt voted to fast-track the TPP, and free trade is not a good thing, and that's hard to understand for some people, but basically we are allowing U.S. corporations to move overseas, take away American jobs. It destroys the local tax base when these companies close down operations here. They go overseas, and then they want to ship their products back into the United States without any penalty of tariffs, so they get free access to the U.S. marketplace again. When we as consumers buy those products, we are shipping cash out of our economy into that foreign economy, so we are shrinking our money supply in this country. And then on top of all of that, the companies, they're not going to bring that money back into the United States because of our income tax laws. And, oh, by the way, tax law. Tax law is another thing that desperately needs to change. I briefly mentioned a while ago I'm for repealing the 16th Amendment, getting rid of the income tax. Our founding fathers basically envisioned a taxation essentially upon the states. The federal government should not tax any citizen directly. In fact, I'll go a little bit further. The federal government should not tax any corporation wholly owned by U.S. citizens directly. They should tax the states on a per capita basis and let each state decide how to best collect taxes from their citizens.
Because and how that money is used.
How the money is used.
That's what's even more concerning. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Go ahead,
but
I apologize.
For me, it is an awesome idea because it sets up competition between the states for what is really the fairest tax plan. You know, is the fair tax the best plan? Is the flat tax the best plan? 999, we heard, of course, I'm sorry, but I kind of like the gentleman, but he didn't understand Washington. It was going to be 2020 before it was over. So,
you know, I think that it's not a coincidence. We know that it's not a coincidence, and it was genius the same year, and they did it incognito. They did it on a Christmas break when America was sleeping. That's when the income tax came to be, and that's when they incorporated. And that's when they turned our money system over to the Federal Reserve, which has nothing to do with the USA. And that was our Congress, people. That was our Congress.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned the Fed, because that's another thing that needs to go away.
Yes, it is.
Sorry. But I know people are concerned about terrorism, immigration, border control. Let me just say on immigration, I believe in legal immigration. I believe that is always a breath of fresh air in our marketplace of ideas in this country. But on the on the issue of illegal immigration and the control of our borders, we must absolutely control our borders or we are not a sovereign nation. The idea of a wall, and I'm going to get in trouble with some folks here.
Uh-oh, we're going to talk about a wall.
Mm-hmm. I do not believe in building a wall. I believe in turning off the magnets. You do not have free benefits, social benefits for illegal immigrants. You do not have jobs for illegal immigrants. You do not have housing for illegal immigrants. If you turn off these magnets, they have no choice but to deport themselves, self-deportation. And we don't need to deport 11 million as Trump is getting in trouble just in the last few days.
Well, you know, that's something we can discuss in depth in another show, because I do want to talk about that a little bit. And you're about out of time, and I want to give you the rest of the time here to talk about. I agree with you up to a point. If you know what's going on down there on those borders, yeah, they need a wall. But go ahead.
Yeah. Let me just say, okay, so third party voting as it stands. The two parties will tell you that a vote for a third party candidate is a wasted vote. Let me just say.
Never.
How much more wasted could your vote possibly be than to be cast yet again for the two parties that have given us the $20 trillion in national debt? Next time you step into that voting booth, I want you to remember just how wasted your vote was last time And if you're going to waste your vote, waste it on me this time.
A vote for you is not a waste.
That's exactly right.
Roy Blunt, the career politician, and Jason Kander, a career politician. That's a wasted
vote.
Because they're out to protect their careers, not your liberty.
Absolutely.
We're out of time.
Thank you, Bethany.
We're
going
to have Fred back because we want to talk a little bit more in depth. I don't disagree with him 100%, but I think it's worth discussion. And it's worth coffee. It's always worth coffee. You know, it's always worth coffee. We settle it all at the kitchen table over a cup of coffee. Because it is you, it is me, it is Fred. It is the American people that are really the ones in charge. We've just forgotten. We've forgotten. We've got to click those ruby red slippers, which is our Constitution. Remember the Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights. You are the ones that govern. Not D.C. occupiers. They are your servants. And they have lost their way. And they're getting rich. And it's time for us to turn that faucet off. And you know what? Bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.